Judy Myers says Illinois was caught off guard when Honda confirmed it was considering a site in rural Fithian. The former Republican senator, who is vying to return in the Senate's 52nd district, says her economic development plan starts with a repeal of fee hikes imposed by the Blagojevich administration.
It is a message. When a business is looking, sometimes it's to retain the business and sometimes it's to attract a new business. The overall climate of a state is what a business looks at. The 300 taxes and fees that were initiated against business in this last session are regressive.
Myers says fees aren't the only reason the state ranks 42nd in job creation. She says Illinois also lacks the team or strike force that can step in and explain economic incentives when an employer considers Illinois. Democratic opponent Mike Frericks suggests forming similar groups between Champaign and Vermilion counties, but says Myers is trying to reinvent the wheel by bringing several business interests together. He says the state should be more concerned about retaining current employers.
As you have industries leave, you have adults who have been working for several years in a certain field, where do they go? I think we need to help retrain those workers, and I think the state should invest in grants for community colleges for expansion of adult and workforce development programs.
Myers says she's also concerned with job retention, supporting a series of tax credits to help struggling manufacturers. One state trade group says it will take that and more to change Illinois' business climate.
For the last number of years, Illinois has seemed to have kind of a close for business sign out among the public, and businesses recognize that.
Mark Densler is the Illinois Manufacturing Association's vice president for government affairs. He says the cost of locating a business in Illinois and long-term debt of more than $40 billion are driving away potential employers. But Densler says legislators can change that atmosphere.
They can introduce legislation. For example, we're advocating a tax exemption for energy use in the manufacturing process. It's a time where energy costs are high currently. You know, if we could get that through, that would help manufacturers across the state of Illinois.
A spokesman for the state's economic arm disputes claims of a regressive atmosphere. Andrew Ross is with Illinois' Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity.
Danville just reported its lowest unemployment rate in 32 years. The Champaign metro area rate just reached its 7-year low this past September. So, I mean, we certainly believe that Governor Blagojevich has created a business environment that's encouraging investment and innovation.
But the executive director of Champaign County's Economic Development Corporation says a lack of state initiatives is forcing groups like hers to step in. Jeannie Gustafson says state-funded programs that provide grants and loans to expand infrastructure are no longer offered. And she says competing states are often brought into the mix slowly to boost the initial offer.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have you do hundreds of hours of work just to get money from a place that they know they're going to go to, you know, to use it against another place. Do you do it? You bet you do it, because you never know. And the minute you don't do it, you're going to lose the big one.
Gustafson says it's possible, behind closed doors, that Honda was using Illinois as a bargaining chip with Indiana. But Danville's economic leader says losing the project was due to geography. Vermilion Advantage President Vicki Hogan says Honda chose eastern Indiana because of proximity to railroads and other company facilities in Ohio. Both she and Gustafson say they have their share of success stories when it comes to luring smaller employers to Champaign and Vermilion counties. But Hogan says laws signed 20 years ago were aimed at more labor-intensive business.
The capital investments being made to sustain these new facilities is huge. And the laws and the incentive requirements have not been adjusted to reflect the importance of that investment and really penalized for not creating hundreds of jobs when that's not the world we live in.
Both economic leaders say some proposals raised by Mike Frericks and Judy Myers hold merit. But then there's the question of what a candidate can accomplish once elected. Likely very little, says University of Illinois economist Fred Gertz.
There's no way to pull a rabbit out of the hat very easily and get things going if things aren't going right. So that brings us down to what people are suggesting. And I would probably say that in many cases, it's more campaign rhetoric than anything else. A state senator from East Central Illinois is probably not going to have a very big impact on state policy.
But both Myers and Frericks say they'll give it a shot if elected Tuesday. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.